Tanis Yerushalmi, crossing to Tanis Bavli, Daf Vav, beginning Yerushalmi on Daf Beis, Amad Beis, the last line, Amulai. Amulai im kein la'ilam yei maskeh. Nacham said to Bleze, if so, he should always mention it. Rav should say to Rebbe Leze, Rav should say to Rishua. Leze teaches opposite to what he said elsewhere, and Rishua teaches opposite. If Paul Gun of Leza Ime im Einisa Oisem Tshuva, Ein Negolim, La'ilam Shneemar, Tshuva Menachas Tivasheun. They argued, because the Leza said, if your soul do not repent by themselves, they will never be redeemed. As the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Perek Lamed Pasuk Tivzov, with repentance and restfulness shall you be saved. Amalei Rishua, Bechi im Yamdi Yisrael, Le'yasu Tshuva, Ein Negolim, La'ilam, said, if Yisrael will persist and not repent, will they never be redeemed? Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will raise a harsh king against them like Haman, and immediately they'll repent and they will be redeemed. My time of Esau he Yaakov Mena Yevrosha. What's the source? It's the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Zayin. It's a time of suffering for Yaakov, and from it, they will be saved. Earlier, Rishua said that a slave can demand payment from his master only when he did all his needs, that his master is pleased with him. Rebeleza did not require that his master is pleased with him. Here, Rebeleza says that Gula will come only through Tshuva, and Rishua says that it's even without Tshuva. Amalei Rishua, v'haksiv, chinam, nimkartim, v'loi, v'kesev, tigo'elu. Rishua says, but it says that and there's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Nambes, pasuk Gimel, who were sold for nothing, and you shall not be redeemed for money. And Kesef refers to shame over one's sins, meaning Tshuva. Ma'avila Rebbe Leza, how does Rebbe Leza explain this? Tshuva, k'madat omar, tzorak, kesef, lekach, v'yadoi, v'gayme. The answer is they will not be redeemed through Kesef, means merits of the tzaddikim, rather everyone will do Tshuva, as it says in Mishle Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chos, he's taken the bag of money with him. Amalei Rishua v'haksiv, v'ani Hashem bi'itach ishena. Rishua asks, well, it says, I am Hashem, in its time, I will hasten it. Means he will hasten the redemption even without Tshuva. Ma'avelo v'lez, how does the v'lez explain this? Tshuva k'madat omar, v'at yisor ma'ashem elekech asher me'imach ki im liyura v'goymeh. The answer is it will be due to Tshuva, as the Pasuk says, and now you saw what Hashem asked, Hashem your God asked from you, only to fear, etc. Rabbi Acha B'Shem, Rabbi Yerushu ben Levi, Yizachisem, Achashana, Vimlav, Ve'ita. Rabbi Acha, quoting Yerushu ben Levi, answered, if you merit, I will hasten it, if not, it will be in its time, means due to Tshuva. Given Sha'amah, like Rabbi Yeshua, ויום ימיני ושמאלי אל השמיים, וישפע בחי העולם, כי למועד מיעדים וחצי, וחלויס נפלת יד, עם קודש תכלנה חוב אלה, אסתלג ובלזה. Once the Yeshua told him, the Pasuk in Daniel, your base, Pasuk Zion, that it says, and he raised his right hand and his left hand to the heavens, and he swore by the life of the world that in the time of 2.5 times, and when they have ended shattering the strength of the holy people, all these will end. When he heard that, Rebbe Leza was quiet, means he admitted him. Yisrael were redeemed from Mitzrayim amidst five matters, amidst the Ketz, which is the deadline, amidst affliction, amidst crying and prayer, amidst merit of the Avos, and amidst Tshuva. Mitech HaKedz, Hadar Ksev, Vayhi, Vayam Havad Vahem, which is Mitech Sora, Vayan Chvenei Somina Avoida. Amidst Kedz, the Kedz which is, at the Pasuk says in Shemais, based Pasuk Chof Gimel, and it was in these great days, amidst affliction, as the Pasuk says, and Chvenei Sora groaned from the work. And it should now say, Mitrich Zavacha, Vayishma Alekim Asnak Basam, Mitrich Schus Ovois, Vayishka Alekim Asbisoi, Vayalekim Asbunei Isom, Mitrich Tshuva, Vayyad Alekim. Amidst crying, as the Pasuk says, and Hashem heard their cry amidst the merit of the Ovis, as the Pasuk says, and Hashem remembered his covenant, and Hashem saw Bnei Yisrael amidst tshuva, as it says, and Hashem knew. Simply about the final redemption, it says Basalacha, which means the mitzvahiction, mitzvahucha, and it will find all of these matters at the end of days. That's amidst the kates, and you will return. That's amidst tshuva, because Hashem your God is a God of mercy. That's amidst rachamim. He will not let you loose or destroy you. That's referring to amidst the merit of the Ovis. The Pasuk goes on to say, neither will he forget the covenant of your fathers, which he swore to them. Verses in Tehillim, in Perek Kuzrov, Pasuk Mem Dalet, they looked upon their distress. That's referring to their suffering. When he heard their cries, that refers to amidst crying. And Hashem remembered his covenant with them. That's amidst merit of the Ovis. And he relented in accordance with his abundant chesed. That's amidst tshuva. And he gave them mercy. That's amidst mercy.